Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Homestand, 9 games out at Kauffman Stadium, which is a great thing, right? Because this team has been so great at home. 31-18 in the first half of the season at home for the Royals, right? The friendly confines of Kauffman Stadium have been just that. And you like beginning the second half, not only at home, but a lighter schedule. You get the White Sox this weekend, the Arizona Diamondbacks early next week. Tonight, you got the Michael Garcia bobblehead. Weather's pretty decent too for the weekend. Hopefully good crowds after a lull in sports the last couple of days that make their way out to Kauffman Stadium. And this is a huge, huge stretch, not only because of how good you've been at home, but we know the status of the playoff race right now. In your own division, you're 7 back of the Guardians. I don't need to go back into my thoughts on the divisional race. You guys, if you've been listening at all for the last 2 weeks even, know my stance on the Central. I really don't want to talk about it. It's all about the wild card for me. 2 games back in the wild card race. And so you need to be able to get out of the gate strong here and set the tone really for the second half. You get off strong, finish the month strong. Trade deadline is a week and a half or so away, and feel good heading into the month of August and be within not only striking distance like you are for the wild card 2 games back, but can you actually be in a position with a 9 game stretch at home where, yeah, I'll be greedy. Can you find a way to win 5 of these? I don't think that's asking for much. Can you be above 500? Maybe even greedier than that. And the White Sox are a sweep potential team. It's tough to sweep anybody in baseball. The best team in baseball is still going to lose 110 games or whatever it is. Or not 110 games, 60 games or 50 games. But you have an opportunity to get this second half start on the right foot. And I think that's what the Royals are going to be able to do for this weekend series against Chicago. But we know what the trade deadline last year was, a completely different story, right? There were rumblings on, would the Royals be willing to trade some key pieces of the franchise, versus now we're discussing, will they make another move to go acquire a bullpen arm, to go acquire a bat? And I saw that The Athletic had an article and some comments from Salvador Perez and JJ Piccolo. It was Rustin Dodd, who used to work here in Kansas City, but he now works at The Athletic. And it was about Salvador Perez. And some of this we had heard before. It wasn't all brand new information, but it reminds us of where this organization was a year ago. So in this article, it said Salvador Perez was willing to go to the Texas Rangers last year at the deadline. He and the Royals are glad it didn't happen. Remember last year, they were on their way to 106 losses. Perez said, yes, he'd be willing to be traded at that point in time. Quote, sometimes you get frustrated. I was trying to make it to the playoffs again. I'm getting older. I tried to be honest with myself. As it points out in the article, we all know the deal never actually materialized. And there was the rumor about maybe Salvi willing to go to Miami last year, the Royals and the Marlins. He lives down there. So there was a natural connection. And JJ Bacola was quoted in this article and said, quote, if we had traded him, we still would have wanted to be more competitive, referencing this offseason, but it might have been a little bit more long range. Perez's concern was the team's ability to compete short term. Piccolo, in broaching the possibility of a trade, recalled Perez asking, quote, how quickly do you think we can win? I'm not going to lie to you about it. A lot of stuff has to go right. Again, some of these comments were known before. We have heard JJ talk about this publicly before, but it got me thinking, and this is always fun, the what if game a little bit on how things played out. Fortunately, the Royals are sitting here just a few wins away from their entire win total a season ago. They're four wins away from matching that. We already know, as we said, two games back in the wild card race. They were aggressive in the offseason, their highest payroll since 2018. They go and sign Seth Lugo. All of that, though, does any of that happen if what Salvador Perez agreed to be open to last year at the trade deadline, do they still have this same position? If Salvi was traded last year, Drew, do they still sign Seth Lugo? Does Bobby Witt Jr. himself sign long-term? Because when Bobby Witt Jr. signed the contract right around Super Bowl week this February, we all said, hey, as much as it is the Royals being willing to pay the money, which they were, it also has to be Bobby Witt Jr. believing in the organization.
Right.
And prior to that, they made the moves, right? They signed Lugo, they did these other things. So if back up to last July, as this article mentions, if they would have traded Salvi, do you think either of those happened? Do they sign Seth Lugo? And do they get a long-term deal done with Bobby Witt Jr.? Because I think one of them happens still.
I think Lugo still happens. I don't know if Bobby Witt happens. And that might be because you would lose. While the locker room is still young, is young, and they've got a young nucleus and all that stuff with Vinny and Bobby, et cetera, you lose the guy, you know, the captain of the team that kind of isn't the glue that holds it together necessarily, but he's the guy that he's the OG. You lose that presence in the locker room and you lose the presence in the clubhouse. And not that that would be the end all be all for Bobby, but them being competitive and hearing, you know, reading in the article, JJ saying, look, it would be more long term competitiveness than trying to get to where they are this year. That's not what Bobby would want to hear, I don't think. Where, yeah, then making the move for Lugo and Waka and obviously keeping Salvi, I think all of that combines into, plus Bobby liking it here, him signing. I don't think Bobby signs. I don't think he would have signed the contract going into this year had Salvi been traded. And there would have been a lot more questions surrounding Bobby's future here, at least with Salvi not being signed. I still think they get Lugo. I don't know if you think the opposite.
Yeah, but look, so I think if you were Bobby Witt Jr. at that point in time and they had just traded away, let's say, Salvador Perez, but they had still got out earlier in the offseason and signed Seth Lugo, I don't know if it actually would have changed the signing of Bobby Witt Jr. to a long-term extension. I think it would have been a little bit more up in the air, perhaps. Like, none of us know the answer to that, Drew, so I'm not saying you're wrong. I tend to not think so, because if the offseason was just as aggressive as it was, that to me was the message that you needed to send to Bobby Witt Jr. Now, if it's a trickle-down effect, if they would not have signed Seth Lugo and they would not have got to the payroll level that they are at right now, then I think that would have had the trickle-down effect to Bobby Witt Jr. not signing the extension. But Salvador Perez not getting traded has a ramification of that, perhaps, but also his own legacy, right? If Salvador Perez was traded to the Rangers last year, as this article suggests that perhaps there was maybe some conversation, Salvador Perez has two rings. Like, we don't know if the Rangers would have won the World Series with Salvi, but why wouldn't they?
Say they did. Is he locked in?
He would have had two rings. I think so. He would have had two rings. Now, how much does the voters view staying with one team? Not as much as having a second ring, but I do think, because it's so rare in today's day and age of baseball, if Salvador Perez, and it looks like he will, finishes his career with one team, the original team that brought him up into the big leagues in the Royals, I think that's something that people should value in a Hall of Fame case, not to mention the other accolades that he has. But if you had a second ring already, that would have weighed way more heavily. So I actually think it was an unselfish thing to do for Salvador Perez, of course, to yeah, be open about the Rangers, but also ultimately not get traded to the Miami Marlins. And now we all know in Kansas City, he's been goated for a long time after the 2014-2015 season. But him staying with this organization the way he has forever cemented his legacy in Kansas City. But I do wonder if he would have had that second ring with the Rangers last year, if he would have already been considered a Hall of Famer.
Well, I think the being able to maintain the tough years, like in this article towards the bottom, Salvador said he's super happy. Everything in the big leagues is about making it to the playoffs. And after we won the World Series, it was kind of tough the last 7 years. But this year, we got a lot of opportunity with the new guys. I think we're going to make it this year. For him to get through the tough years after having won the World Series and getting back to the playoffs and him still maintaining his level of play through the bad years, I think it goes to show you, I guess, the individual that he is. Not that people are put in the Hall of Fame on merit, but there, if there was any sport that does include the character of players in their voting process, it's Major League Baseball more than any other. And I think that only helps Salvi's case when you're looking at him not requesting a trade through this process, being able to wait it out, wanting to stay here and still being able to come out on the other side if they do make the playoffs this year. If he stays, if he's there here next year and they do the same thing again, you know, being able to hang in there amidst the other stuff, I think that it helps his case a little bit just because of the way that the Hall of Fame process seems to work, at least in baseball.
The other part of this article from The Athletic was talking about Brady Singer. So there is a note about Salvador Perez, but also mentioned that last year, the Rangers were actually really interested in Singer. So it says the Royals, according to sources from both teams who were briefed on the talks, told the Rangers that to move Singer, they would need to attach Perez and get back another controllable starter, righty John Gray. The Rangers were not interested in such a deal, ended up, as we all know, going out and acquiring Max Scherzer and Jordan Montgomery instead, and that turned out very well for the Rangers. But the Brady Singer point is one that I actually think has way more legs in terms of still this upcoming offseason. Not the trade deadline now. This team is two games back of a wild card spot. And when you look at this rotation and the innings and everything like that, I know Brady Singer's last outing wasn't good, but he had a great first half of the season. That'll be the name to watch in the offseason. So whether I'm not saying he's going to the Rangers in the offseason, but that would be the name that's interesting if you look at the rotation long term. Where suddenly next year, could Chris Bubich go back into the rotation? Could Kyle Wright be in the rotation? In spring, they actually will have more options potentially that could you make a move to bring back? You got to be transactional. You got to make the tough decisions and tough trades. Even a good player you move to get multiple good pieces to help another area maybe where you're at. I think that will be the name. It's mentioned in this article from last year, but that'll be the name this offseason to watch because Brady Singer's been fantastic and there is value out there on the market for him.
That was Vern's, I think, point of, hey, a name to watch. And he mentioned it. I think it was on our show a couple weeks ago. It was, hey, a name to watch is Brady Singer because if Alec Marsh continues to pitch the way that he was at the time and all that stuff, maybe the Royals feel like, hey, we can move Brady now, move Alec Marsh into his spot and try to get something now for Brady. To your point, I think I agree. They're just going to keep the rotation the way that it is because it's been the backbone of the team to this point. But going into next year, if you feel comfortable, like, hey, Alec Marsh can be a legitimate starter for this team. And while Brady's fine and we appreciate what he's done, we see maybe other areas that we can improve using Brady to do so. I think Vern hit it on the head then. You're hitting it on the head now. If Brady's that guy, not that he's the odd man out in this situation, but if there was a guy that they were going to deal who's more of a, I guess, a higher name that's not in the farm system, it'd be Brady Singer. At least it seems that way right now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.